You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. We got a great selection of songs for you this week, and this is the first time in over a month when all four of us here at Rock and Ride are here. This week, I'm going to start us off with a bit of R&B. As much as it's not exactly fitting to Rock and Ride, it is still close enough. To start us off, we've got a song from an amazing R&B artist from Halifax, Nova Scotia, named Avery Dakin. As she told Halifax Presents, her debut album, Bloom, presents her growth as a person, reckoning with hard truths, showing up for herself in terms of mental wellness and neurodivergence, and trying to find the path and people that make her feel fulfilled and at home. The titular song, Bloom, presents those feelings amazingly, sounding like the struggles of the past giving light to the happiness of the present and all of the little joys one can find. The song is also included in the Bloom Visual Album, a 5-song short film about blooming into a new era. Be sure to check that out if you enjoy the song. This is CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University, and here's Bloom by Avery Dakin.
listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
That was Wild Child by Jackie Daniels. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to Rock and Ride. In recent news, there might be a bus workers' strike happening starting tomorrow, as disputes occur between the Coast Mountain Bus Company, which TransLink is a subsidiary of, and CUPE Local 4500, which represents over 180 transit supervisors. According to Local 4500, there have been mediations without progress regarding bus workers' working conditions, compensation, and CMBC's apparent reliance on overtime to keep the transport we use running. While the bus company is claiming that there will be next to no impact on the buses running, the union is hoping for a full walkout, which could mean no buses running at all in Metro Vancouver. While the union is doing what they must for the sake of its workers, they are truly hoping that CMBC will agree on a solution that does not require a walkout. Regardless, for those of us who regularly use the bus, it might be time to dust off the old bike from the shed and get our legs moving. Next song we got is All of Me by Katie Tupper.
Thighs press up close when we talk. Two chairs was too far. You gotta go downtown. So we meet up and go dancing. Partners, we holding our tongue. Making it easy. Cause slow can't cross no boundaries. Do the feel good keep you alive? But I'm giving you all up. we could have babies, they'd be so good at music. I know they drive us crazy. Pull up in my rental, I'm in town and it's hectic. No time for breathing in the schedule. I only have a couple hours, but I'm giving you all of me. In more ways than you know, I'm giving you all of me. I'm giving you all of me. Subtle glances, but they hold all of me.
This is Jesse Brown, the host of CanadaLand, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Around me, you come alive. I'm singing your
That was Walk Away by Aza. I am a huge fan of the funky bass in that song. Being a bass player myself, it really inspires me. Moving away from this little R&B tangent that I've done, going back to a Canadian classic, this is Boots or Hearts by The Tragically Hip.
Step out of the wilderness, all squint-eyed and confused. But even babies raised by wolves and know exactly when they've been used. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall. Ooh, fingers and toes, fingers and toes, 40 things we share, but 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. Now you block off most of Main Street for your faith parade. Well, everyone in town now, they probably all agree the bed I made. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall apart. Well, fall apart.
Hey, you are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Luca, on the hourly show Rock and Ride, taking place Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Well, now here at Rock and Ride, we take pride, of course, in our Canadian content. And respect to that, we love to feature local musicians that have touched me personally or other people that we want to include in this. But none other I could mention than the band 5440. Because me and my friend Sean, we had a good experience at the concert at Port Moody back last Canada Day. And a little bit more about the band. Neil Osborne, he was a musician that attended South Delta High School in Tawasin, meeting Brad Merritt. Osborne took his chances when he went to study at Berkeley. Upon returning to British Columbia, he formed the band with Merritt and his drummer Ian Franny. The band's first gig, of course, was in Coquitlam, December 8th, 1980. It's crazy how long that was. But now, the day I discovered this song, I was in the car about 5 years ago, and I asked my dad, "Who are these guys?" And I was very surprised to hear this band was local. I guess, as a kid, I thought Vancouver was lame, but it's far from that. You just gotta dive into the different aspects of what makes everything great. Anyways, the concert I saw was mind-blowing, to say the least. I thought I was seeing double, but all the members of the band were dressed the same as Osborne, with wigs and sunglasses in the same outfits. Needless to say, they put on an unforgettable show. The show is nothing like a crowd of happy people grooving together in a local treasure of 5440. This is Rock and Ride, and my next song commemorates the band who shifted my view on local music. Thank you. Here is We Love 5440. Here is Ocean Pearl.
Bit of a mistake there on our part. That was Beyond the Outsider by 5440. Next up is Cayman Review by Trey Anastasio.